pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
It's Gary Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march.
Wiley stands at his own 24, waits for the snap. Rogers deep for Nebraska. Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back up the field to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45.
Calling the count, he turns, tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns, he's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown. Touchdown!
To the yard, snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. And Nebraska takes the lead. It is history. 13-0. Back to Lincoln.
Miles in there, and an option to the right. Tommy on the key, turns the corner, 25-30. Eldridge is back with 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40.
Good old days when Thunder was roaming the sidelines, roaming the field for Big Red. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I have a feeling this is going to be some kind of a Friday. Coming up on the show today, of course, our Husker predictions, Johnny Casito's Pigskin Picks, your chance to go up against Daddy and I, and Let me get this straight. Undefeated so far this season, is that correct?
Well, it'll continue. That's undoubted. Chumps, we get calling the show.
So we're even bringing in another contestant today. Dan from Johnny Casinos is going to try and beat us. It doesn't matter how he does against the caller, but just another person that's going to try and take us down isn't happening. Daddy will have his college and pro selections. Can't wait to see those. Looks like he's got all kind of information. I'll give him 60 seconds at the end of the show to make his picks. Bill O'Boyle, head football coach at Shadron State, will join us in just a moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. At least that's the time slot we have him slotted for. And we'll also catch up with Charles Davis from Fox Sports and the Big Ten Network. He's going to be doing Ohio State, Minnesota tomorrow, which coincidentally is only a 17-point spread, although Minnesota's unbeaten. We'll talk to him about where college football is and what's all going on. And, of course, the big story, Daddy, is now Southern Cal has been upset, and we did not anticipate that. And we'll divulge. We talked to Charles yesterday afternoon, and so that was before the Southern Cal upset, which will change a few things on the landscape. But, you know, I heard Pete Carroll this morning, and he wasn't complaining, but he just made a comment that, you know, Oregon State was prepared and focused. Why the hell weren't you? Don't tell me you weren't prepared. You got beat. And that's what happens when you get upset. You were prepared. You thought you were prepared anyway going into that football game. If you weren't, you're never going to say it beforehand anyway, and it doesn't make any difference what you say afterwards. But kudos to Oregon State. They built a big enough lead in the first half that they were able to withstand the charge that the Trojans made in the second half.
When I hear analysts break down the game, and I believe it was Todd Blackledge that said, Oregon State controlled the line of scrimmage. How is that possible? How is that possible when the biggest, strongest, fastest, baddest men in North America are on USC's team? They've got a 5'6" running back. Then you hear they couldn't find the running back. And they couldn't find him. When they found him, they couldn't catch him.
Well, they couldn't tackle him. Boy, and I, because of the great volleyball I got to witness last night, there was I only got to see the second half of the football game. And so it just seemed like they didn't tackle him and at all, right when he was in the middle of all the things going on out there. So it was a heck of a football game. Colin Cowherd, who had called this maybe the best USC team this century, immediately comes on and says that they're still in the national title hunt.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Well, that's, come on, Colin. You value no one's opinions right now, and that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. We've got a lot of emails we want to get to. 1-888-455-ESPN is the phone number. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com to the Dent Popper inbox. Love to have your input today on the program.
We head to the Dent Popper inbox. This comes from Mike all the way in Omaha, our friend.
Listening on the podcast.
Yeah, did the Beavers tighten up or did the Trojans just break?
Wow. Interesting.
Break it down, Doug. What do you think?
Break it down. It is Friday, and it will be strange. A lot more emails to get to. Baseball to talk about. Saw some good volleyball last night. We've got a big weekend in football coming up. And it's a big weekend not only for the Huskers on the field but off the field, Tony. Some big-time recruits coming in for the Big Red.
Yeah, several of them making official visits. I believe 8 is the number. And anytime you've got a chance and you've got an opportunity to show, and this is one of the recruits. Corey Adams out of Scottsdale, Arizona. He is a defensive tackle that has been offered by USC. All right, so immediately you would think, well, Nebraska has no shot. Well, when you watch USC get beat basically, obviously badly in the first half, 21-0, and then you get a chance to come into Lincoln and see the first real signature win for this program, maybe that tips the scales and maybe Nebraska has a chance. And I think that's an exciting one to watch. I mean, there's several others, along with Cody Green, the heralded, the four-star quarterback recruit that we got out of Texas, from Denton, Texas. That's another one. Keenan Graham, Las Vegas. Defensive back Alex Logan from Denver. Defensive tackle Thaddeus Randall from Galena Park, Texas. And then two teammates out of Midwest City, Oklahoma. Carl Albert High School in Midwest City, Oklahoma. And David Aku, and defensive back Deton. Ooh, something low.
Daytwan
low.
Come on.
Those are big names, and I think Bo Pelini wants to get these 4- and 5-star kids. He wants them to see the big-time atmosphere and big-time games. And we didn't have many of these big-time names the first three games, and I think Bo Pelini just said they don't want to see those games. They want to be here when the action is, when we get Virginia Tech, when we get Missouri, things like that.
A couple of those kids have already given commitments, Cody Green and the defensive tackle Thaddeus Randall. And then Arrivals.com says that 5 of the 7 players that are coming in are ranked as 4-star players, for what that's worth. Again, there's been – how long will it be until this system is no longer used, Tony? Because Nebraska has made their name by getting kids that it doesn't matter where they are on the 4-, 3-, 5-, 2-star recruits. And then you look at Notre Dame, you look at pick out the programs that have all these 5-stars, and they're not doing very well, and they're starting to really say that, does it matter? I mean, you got to find the right kid for your program.
Well, that's fitting people's systems, and I think that's a lot of it. And obviously, when you're running an option attack, you want bigger, bulkier linemen that bulldoze people downhill. You got to have pass rush. You got to have different people defensively as well. But speed, I think that's one thing that stands out. How fast are they? Because I think people can mold people into your own system if you've got speed.
Let's go to the phone lines, 1-888-455-ESPN. Jay from Cozad is listening this morning. Good morning, Jay.
How you guys doing today?
What's going on? It's Friday. It's beautiful. It's football. So far, so good.
This is going to be a great weekend. You can't beat these weekends. This is why you live in Nebraska.
I hope so.
I had you just talked about recruiting. Just one thing there quick. you can't teach height in basketball, and you can't teach speed in football. So those are the five stars. It's fast. I agree with that.
Jay, thanks for the for the call.
Hey, listen, no, real quick. You know, when you guys were before the season started, we all talked about what our expectations were from Nebraska, and we all said, you know, we just want to see them play hard, and that's going to be good enough.
Now that's, you know, that's changed.
Yeah, that's not good enough. I don't care. I switched all the way. I just wanted to win every game.
Well, 4-0 would be a heck of a start, Jay. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate you listening. Jay from Cozad, didn't mean to cut him off the first time. I thought he was done. But, yeah, he's right about you can't recruit speed. But, again, you got to have – it's tough to find. Everybody wants the perfect player, fast, intelligent, and wants to work hard. You don't find that three in all in very many, and sometimes you want to put in a good frame on a kid as well.
Well, normally the ones that are out there, Pete Carroll has gobbled up, and there's not many Ray Mayalugas out there. You know that.
And who cares?
But, I mean, there's just not that type of player. I mean, they're not all over. There's a reason. There's so select few of those guys.
That nice story, Shelly Smith on ESPN about Ray Mayalugas. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Why would that upset you on Friday?
I just... What was the point? You can go to any program in the country and find the same story. Any program in the country and find a kid that was in trouble when they were a freshman, and now they're a standout on their football team as a senior and looked up to. You can do that with any program in the country.
Well, but you don't have the mentoring of a Ken Norton and people like that that are taking people under their wing. You don't. It's a little bit different, Doug. The kid's going to make a lot of money playing on Sundays. That's the difference between any other program in the country. He's a first-round selection, early first-round.
I'm guessing there'll be 31 others.
Right around there. They're not 31 other linebackers like Ray Mayalugas.
All right, well, let's see a story on one of them then. 1-888-455-ESPN. It just seemed to me that let's do a story on USC because we need to do a story on USC. That's what it seemed like.
Well, they were the number one team in the country when the story was wrote, so people do want to hear about the number one team in the country.
All right, if you say so. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Charles Davis going to join us from the Big Ten Network and Fox Sports. We'll hear from him in just a moment. We'll get to more of your emails as well right after this.
Exceptional, distinctive, extraordinary.
Big, why they are huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Danny Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The agents were catching up on their paperwork and waiting for the rain to stop when a very unusual man walked in.
I want to buy some of thine insurance.
Boy, that rain is really something, huh?
So what kind of coverage are you looking for?
Something for thy boat and thy livestock.
What kind of boat do you have?
I harvest an ark.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
Just like Arkansas, but thou leavest off the and saw after the K.
Mm-hmm. Now for the livestock. You got cattle.
Two.
Hogs?
Two.
Horses?
Two.
Alpacas?
Barney Insurance. Call us at 237-2222.
Now here's a real eye-opener for you. Lind Eye Care of Kearney is moving. That's right. As of October 15th, their new location will be at 4107 7th Avenue. At Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs, whether it's new contacts or LASIK surgery. At Lind Eye Care, they'll treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to visit Lind Eye Care in their new location at 4107 7th Avenue, beginning on October 15th.
It's the crowd. It's the band. It's the game-changing plays.
Lateral on the flea flicker.
You know the traditions and the rivalries.
Personal foul.
Now you can hear all the excitement of college football with ESPN Radio's College Football Game of the Week.
This Saturday on ESPN Radio, it's Colorado at Florida State, pregame at 2, followed by Illinois at Penn State at 6:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walker, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today. Face it, guys, just going to the gym won't give you the body you want. You need a nutritional plan. GNC of Kearney and Hastings has your plan, featuring the new Weibolic Extreme 60 Protein, sports vitamins and Vitapacks, plus amplified creatine, glutamine, and every other essential product for your body enhancement needs. And ladies, don't think we've forgotten you. We have a wide array of beauty and healthcare products as well. And when you make your purchase with a GNC Gold Card, you save 20%. GNC, Hastings and Kearney. Face it, guys, without GNC's help, you'll just be
the little man in the gym.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. We'll also catch up with Charles Davis from the Big Ten Network and Fox Sports to talk about Division I college football this weekend. But, of course, the biggest Division II college football game this weekend in the state of Nebraska will be happening in Shadron, where they have just been an outstanding football program for a number of years and have taken it to the next level over the last handful of years. And this week they are ranked 18th in the country, and they welcome in the Lopers and UNK. This is the main rival, and we are pleased to be joined by the head football coach of the Eagles this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, Bill O'Boyle. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we sure appreciate catching up with you. I know it's a busy time as you continue preparations, but it's Friday morning. When you're Friday morning of game week, is everything done, or are you still trying to find a little nuance here and there?
Well, I tell you, we're a little bit different than most college football staffs. We do our own game field, so most of the time, if it's bad weather or something, I'm kind of finishing up that game field and getting all that stuff done as far as painting the Eagle and doing all of the end zones and everything else. So usually we like to just kind of get away from the office on Friday because that's about our only free time. We spend Thursday, a majority of Thursday, doing the game field. We practice every Thursday at 6 a.m. So to give us time to do that. So hopefully we got everything done by Friday.
Coach, I guess if you look at one real, real positive strength for the University of Nebraska at Kearney, it's been their defense. Do you see any weaknesses that you feel you can exploit?
You know, not really. I mean, Coach Crocks has done a great job with this team. I think they're better defensively this year than what they've been in the past. And now they lost some good kids last year, don't get me wrong. The Peterson kid and Oberle and some of those guys are great ball players. But, you know, this year I think they're really more sound. As far as scheme-wise and what they're doing, their defensive lines are very aggressive. I think the Reichs kid, and I've thought this for the last two, 3 years, is probably the best DN in the league just because he's a relentless player. The guy doesn't take a play off. And, I think they're doing a great job defensively.
Got some great kids yourself on defense, 8 returning starters, including right there at the linebacker core.
Well, our linebackers have been our strength for the last 2 or 3 years. And we're fortunate to have some seniors in some key spots, and they're doing a good job. We haven't played real well until last week and put a whole complete defensive game together. So they're getting better every week, and we're staying free from injuries, and that's a huge key when you're in Division II.
Coach, obviously taking the RMAC Conference into the playoffs, winning games, the success you guys been able to have. You knew it probably wouldn't be sustained over 10, 12, 14 years, but taking it back a step, how has that been perceived, and how have you guys handled that?
Well, it's been great for the whole program and in the area and the school and everything else. It's really helped us nationally. We're getting a lot more exposure from kids in California, kids in Florida, kids in Illinois, a lot of different places where we weren't being able to get into as far as recruiting-wise. So it's helped us out there. We had some outstanding recruits from out of state come in this year. So, you know, on that end, it's been great. In-state, you know, it's kind of the same. You know, until we do some things facility-wise and some things like that, you know, we're always going to struggle with the Lincoln and Omaha areas just because of the distance be honest with you, we've got to make some updates around here because kids anymore, they're looking for those nice facilities like Kearney has, and we've got to do some things.
Well, I know the recruiting has been very strong in western Nebraska and in your part of Wyoming, South Dakota, as you said, and we're talking with Bill O'Boyle, the head football coach at Shadron State. Everybody wants to know how you're doing at replacing Danny Woodhead. Of course, one of those running backs, Aaron Cooksley, out of Grand Island Northwest, but how's the process been with the new running backs replacing Danny?
Well, I mean, you go into this season, you're so spoiled from watching practice film and our inside drills and things like that. You're used to watching that number three just do things that you've never seen kids do at the running back position before. So, you know, right now we probably have 3 to 4 very good running backs that would play at any conference school in the RMAC. They're doing a nice job, and we're just kind of going by rotation right now and seeing who's who's running the best. And to be honest with you, those first two games, we have way too many turnovers from our running backs. And that's not going to happen in this offense. So, you know, we had a few guys rotate in. We've got an outstanding freshman that's here that's kind of going back and forth from receiver to running back, and we're kind of waiting for him to be able to move in. But, you know, I'm very happy with what they're doing right now at tailbacks.
Coach, I guess you look back at the game a year ago here, and Danny goes out, unfortunately, real early in that ball game, and in the Lopers thought they had the momentum and everything going, and then all of a sudden, this quarterback, McClain, I was standing in the corner of the end zone that he threw the touchdown right before half, and to fit the ball into where he fit the ball, I thought was an amazing, amazing throw. He continued to do that for you while Danny was hurt. He's a Harlan Hill candidate and obviously the leader of this team.
Well, there's no doubt, and I've said it all along, even with Danny, Joe has been the leader of this offense in a quiet way. He's not your typical type of quarterback. You aren't going to see him really get after anybody or jump anybody on the field. He's just a competitor. You know, when we recruited him out of high school, out of Shattern High, you know, I thought he'd be one heck of a place kicker. I had no idea he'd be such a good quarterback. But he's just got that fire in him that you want in a kid. I mean, when it's fourth and one or you know, in a crucial situation, you know, he's looking at me going, give me the ball. You know, he's that type of kid, so, you know, you can replace a guy like that. You know, hopefully down the line we're going to have some quarterbacks look at Joe and want to be that type of player.
Shattern State football coach Bill O'Boyle joining us for a couple more minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They host UNK tomorrow, 1 o'clock Central Time. Coach, not near the hype is being put on the game this year as last year with Woodhead and coming to Kearney and national TV and all that. But in the meantime, maybe there's more parity starting to form towards the top of this conference. For a while, we could say that UNK Shattern were playing for the conference championship here, but now you got Mesa, you got Mines in the mix. This isn't necessarily the case anymore.
Well, I think anybody in the RMAC can beat anybody on any Saturday, and that's been proven already. You know, there's been some nail biters as far as the last 2 weeks. You know, we went down to Adams. We didn't play well. I'll be honest with you, we should have got beat. Adams is getting better. They're young. You're looking at Mines playing extremely well right now. You're looking at a lot of teams. Even Highlands is one that can sneak up in because they're always talented. You really don't know in this league. You know, Kearney is always going to be up at the top. You know, how they were ranked in the preseason, they were ranked down a little bit. You know, and that ain't going to come from me because I know Coach Morris and his staff, they're always going to be up there around the top part of the RMAC. And he's done a great job there. So, you know, you look at Mason, Coach Romano, what he's done. Again, there's so much talent, and that's because of the last 2 to 3 years in the league. You know, we're going outside the conference. You're seeing us beat non-conference opponents and getting a little bit of exposure. So the recruiting's getting better. So, and it's going to show down the line.
Bill O'Boyle, Shattern State head coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you mentioned going to Adams State. Then Adams State comes to Kearney. How much of that is the road and just teams of just the road and the lack of focus? And the RMAC is a brutal road and all the bus miles and whatnot.
Well, nobody has a worse travel schedule than we do. You know, and that's every other year, and this is a year. You know, our average road trip is going to be 11 hours this year, and we have 6 road games. So how we deal with going to Adams, we didn't deal with it the way I wish we would have. We went down there, we were flat, and we didn't play well. We stunk up the field for the first 3 quarters, and it just about cost us. And to be honest with you, if Adams wasn't so young, we would have lost that game. You know, so we learned, I hope we learned, and we've got to come back. Now that Adams went up to Kearney, and Kearney got after him, but that's the type of team Kearney is, so. You know, you just can't afford to be flat in this league. And you know, as a coach, you're always shaking your head, looking for that edge and looking, hey, what are you going to do on these long road trips? Do we need to change up our schedule? Do we need to leave at this time? You know, hey, it's tough, buddy. I'm telling you, these road trips are grinders.
It's called charter planes and Marriott's.
Oh, man.
That helps.
That ain't going to happen around here. I don't care where we go. Yeah, and we learned that probably 5-6 years ago, we flew out to Western Washington and really cost us the whole year because we blew about 2 weeks after that. We were stuck in rush hour in Seattle. I mean, it was a nightmare. I don't care where we'll go, we're going to bust. just a couple more movies to me.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get out of here with this one last one because, let's face it, not just the North Platte and Chatham folks want to know, but everybody across the state. When's the last time you talked to Danny Woodhead? How's he getting along after the injury? And what's he said about Bill Callahan?
You know, I haven't talked to him before. You know, it's been a while, to be honest with you. Coach Reiner's talked to him a few times, a running back coach. I haven't talked to Danny since before he went to camp. So I know he's doing well. I know they really like him. Be honest with you, I think I know Callahan gets a bad rap in Nebraska, but I think he helped Danny out more than people really realize, you know, because he knew Danny and he wanted him part of that club. So, you know, Danny's in a great situation. They love him. He worked his tail off. You know, be honest with you, if he wouldn't got hurt, I think he might have had a shot. And I know some of the offensive linemen told him that, you know, so he's going to do well. I mean, he's staying there and doing great. And I tell you what, his little brother, and I kind of kid Danny and the rest of the Woodheads, and his little brother is going to be a great player for us down the line.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck the rest of the season. Take it easy on him tomorrow.
Hey, thanks again. Thanks for coverage.
Thanks, Coach. Bill O'Boyle, head football coach, Chadron State Eagles. 1 o'clock go time tomorrow. Lopers, Chadron. Chadron's 3-1 there. Lost to nationally ranked Pittsburgh State 38-31. Earlier this season, even in that game, Joe McClain, 387 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Doug, I think that with so much of emphasis put on the game last year, and you're right, you take a step back and go, wow, what a monster game. I remember we did a 2-hour show in the afternoon leading up to that game.
I'm Cunningham's Journal, and if you ever miss any part of the show, you can go to the podcast, ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's.
And I remember people, you know, everybody that was at that game, a lot of people watching on TV, the pass Joe McClain threw right before halftime, that went into a window. UNK had darn good coverage on him and basically was a backbreaker right before halftime, and they never recovered from that one pass. And it was Joe McClain because Danny Woodhead, let's face it, was out of the game with that ankle injury and was not available for the rest of the game. And it looked like UNK had just seized the momentum and was really going to roll. And Joe McClain just took the wind out of everybody's sails. And you mentioned what he did against Pittsburgh. How they played against Adams like they did, I don't know. We'll see a different football team tomorrow afternoon.
Go to the Den Popper inbox before we take a break here. Doug and Daddy, I wanted to ask the coach what Shadron's worried about from the Lopers. I think we did that off the top, so I hope that took care of that. And then if Nebraska is fortunate enough to beat Virginia Tech, what do you guys think about the Husker-Missouri line? Does the week off hurt or help them, and what do you think the line will be? Dave and Carney, thanks for the email, Dave. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. First off, Daddy, let's start with that bye week. Does the week off hurt or help them?
Well, it's got to help them. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They had some weaknesses exposed against Buffalo, if you can believe that. But the first half, obviously, 21-21. Turner Gill saying they were at least a little bit vulnerable early on, but could not sustain that. You know, it's only going to help them. And, you know, I don't think there's any negatives about a bye week.
If Virginia Tech is as physical a football team as we're led to believe, then that means the Huskers are going to be pretty sore. And that means you may see a lot of kids held out of practice or not going full steam until the end of the week. And that's the one thing. If nobody gets hurt, that's obviously a big deal. Line, if Nebraska wins, obviously you kind of need to know if Nebraska wins. You know, what do you think?
7. Missouri would be favored by touchdown.
That's what Vegas would say. You
That's think? What Vegas would say.
Missouri by 7 in Lincoln. And a lot of the talk would be that they haven't won here in 30 years.
I would.
Which has absolutely nothing to do with this year's team. But that'll be a big talk next week. 7. All right, Daddy says 7. Let's take one more email, and then we will head to a break and come back with Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. So get ready to dial in at 1-888-455-ESPN. This one comes... we love this one. The subject, USC. We were talking about why did we have that story on USC and Mr. Malaluga. Esteemed colleagues, you are so right when mentioning how everybody wanted to see that story on Ray Malaluga. Hugs and kisses, Mark May, Todd McShay, Petros Papadopoulos, Brent Musburger, and every other fish hack that anointed USC as the greatest team ever assembled by that whiny puke Pete Carroll. Thanks, Trenton Carney. There, put that in your pipe and smoke it. All right, coming up, we're going to do some Pigskin Pick'em when we come back from the break. Don't call now. Don't call now. It'd be a bad idea to call now. We'll be back after this.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
a safe bet anytime.
Doug and Danny Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, Nebraska, are you ready to save some cash on auto service? Then get to Big O Tires now. For just $159, you'll get an oil change plus any two maintenance services of your choice. Transmission, radiator, fuel system, power steering and brake flushes, plus transfer case and differential services. Any two of your choice, plus an oil change for $159. So if you need vehicle maintenance, save your cash now. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Sunday, it's an NFC showdown when Drew Brees, Reggie Bush, and the New Orleans Saints host the San Francisco 49ers. Hi, this is Mark Champion of Westwood One. Join Mark Malone and me in the Superdome for all the action. Can the Niners defense contain the high-powered New Orleans offense? Or will Brees and company light up the scoreboard? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
It's the 49ers Saints followed by the Redskins Cowboys and the Eagles Bears. Our NFL triple header is Sunday.
Every Friday, Doug and Daddy's College Football Pick'em can win you a gift certificate to Johnny Casinos. Between 11 and noon every Friday during the football season, Johnny Casinos, west side of the Conestoga Mall, reminding you that what goes on during parts of Doug and Daddy is brought to you by Johnny Casino.
We'll see mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 88 with a gusty south wind staying at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight's skies turn partly cloudy with a slight chance for a shower storm late, down to 58 for the low as winds will shift to the north. From the Weather at Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It's time for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pickup, 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Call now. Derek's going to take caller number 5 at 1-888-455-ESPN to go up against Daddy and I. And if you've already went up against us, you've had your chance. You're not eligible for the rest of the season. And we'll do that in just a moment to see if you can be a winner.
Doug, we talk about winners all the time on this show. When we're talking winners in the field, we're talking Dyna-Grow, whether it's a Roundup Ready Corn 2 system, which you can use to optimize profit potential and peace of mind in your farming operation, or you're talking Roundup Ready soybeans. They're bred to perform in reduced tillage environments, whether you're talking early group 2, late group 2, mid group 2, doesn't matter. Roundup Ready is where it's at, and Dyna-Grow's got your soybeans, corn, hey. They've got your alfalfa, too. Call your local Dyna-Grow Seeds dealer today. 1-800-652-9298. It's pretty simple. They're going to set you up with a dealer in your area and going to take care of you. They know what varieties, what hybrids fit your area in the Corn Belt, and they will get with you, sit down, go over it pretty easy and relatively cheap because they've got the best seed around at the best prices around. Dyna-Grow Seeds, talk to them today.
All right, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. This comes from Chris in Kearney. He says, you know it's the day before one of the, if not the biggest Husker games in a while, but something on Mike and Mike this morning generally got me fired up. If the Brewers are going to bitch and moan about the Cubs not playing starters throughout the series this weekend with the Mets, then too bad. And if Mike and Mike are going to agree, idiots. If you actually look at it, which I did, the Cubs played 4, if not 5, starters every night and started all their starting pitchers. Hey, Brewers, worry about beating the Pirates. Barely. I really hope Sweet Lou hears what's been said, lays it on those little babies, and go Lou, and of course, go Cubs. P.S. Hey, Prince and Gagne, the buffet is open. Chris and Carney, thanks so much for the email to the Net Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Derek, we ready to go?
We are ready to go. We have Dan on the line and our caller.
All right. Well, Brenton Hastings is going to join us in just a moment, but from Johnny Casinos this morning, Dan joins us. Dan, good morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. How's it going in GI?
Going great, guys. How are you today?
Well, it's going outstanding. Big weekend for all kinds of things going on at one of the newest and, of course, hottest spots in Grand Island, Johnny Casinos. What's going on this weekend?
You know, we've got obviously the game coming up tomorrow night. It'll be interesting to see the first real test of kind of the season for us. And then prime rib buffet we've got going both tonight and tomorrow night, so we're looking forward to a good weekend.
All right, Dan, how's your football prognostications been so far this year?
It's been a little topsy-turvy with everything that's happened at this point so far. So There's never a certainty when you come to college football.
Well, let's welcome in our competitor today, Brent from Hastings. Brent, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning.
What do you think? You ready?
Oh, this is the official Chump Buster Day.
I love the smack talk. Let's get right into it. And, Brent, since you're the caller, you get the first pick today. Our opening game, North Carolina at Miami of Florida. Who you got?
I'll take the Canes.
Miami of Florida. Dan, who do you got in this game?
I got Miami.
Daddy?
I as well. I think at home, they're the Canes are the winner.
Well, you know what? I think North Carolina is going to pull the upset. Miami at home, I don't know why. Two straight, North Carolina out of state wins it. Purdue at Notre Dame, I will go first. I am taking the Boilermakers of Purdue. Daddy, who you got?
You know what? I'm going to take the Boilermakers on the road. Just don't think Notre Dame's that good.
Brent, so what do you think?
For the life of me, there's no way I could take Notre Dame, so I'm going to take Purdue.
Dan, are you going to break the streak here? Who you got?
Actually, I am going to break the streak. Somehow they got to play better than what they have, and at home I think they find a way to win it.
All right, let's move on to the Pac-10. Stanford at Washington, Ty Willingham in need of a win. Dan, who you got? Stanford at Washington.
I'm taking Washington at home. I think the game against Brigham Young, maybe they played a little better than what everybody else expected, and I think they'll hold up there.
Daddy, who you got?
He's one of those coaches on the hot seats you mentioned. Yeah, I think he'll get that win at home.
Brent, who do you like in this one?
I'm going to take Stanford.
All right, Stanford is 2-2 on the season. I'm going to take Washington, and I'm kind of like what you guys said. They need the win, so let's see if they can get it done.
Don't forget, Stanford's a team that beat Oregon State, that upset USC last night. So,
yeah, who knows in that wild and wacky Pac-10. All right, one of the big games of the week in the SEC. If Georgia gets past this one, I really like their chances. It's Alabama at Georgia. Dan, who you got in this one?
I'm taking Alabama. I just think Saban finds a way to pull the upset.
How about you, Brent? Who do you like?
I like the home team, Georgia.
All right. I think this is the game that much of the season is based on. I am taking Georgia here, Daddy.
I love UGA, and I love the Georgia Bulldogs.
All right. Tennessee is at Auburn. Tennessee coach Phil Fulmer on the hot seat. I'm taking Auburn. I think they should have won last week. I think they will win this week. Daddy, who you got?
You know, even with a little bit of a letdown, Tennessee laid an egg and turned the ball over. They did not look – they look like they're just crying for confidence right now. I'm going to take the Auburn Tigers.
Brent, who do you like?
I got to agree, Auburn.
And Dan, how about you?
Unanimous. We'll take Auburn.
Wisconsin at Michigan. Normally you would think going into the big house, this would be a tough one. Michigan kind of hoping to get a signature win early on. I don't see it happening. I'm taking Wisconsin. What about you, Brent?
Oh, Wisconsin.
And Dan?
Wisconsin.
Daddy?
You know, I will take the Badgers as well. I say Michigan is bad.
That's only a 7-point line, by the way, for the road team.
That's a little creepy.
Can UCLA bounce back? They host Fresno State. A lot of people thought this might be the game that put Fresno State into a BCS spot. They choked against Wisconsin, but they played tough. It was a close game. Fresno State at UCLA. Dan, who you got?
I'm taking UCLA at home. I think they're kind of the same situation. They got to find a way to win a game.
How about you, Brent?
Oh, Fresno State's going to beat New Weasel down.
I take Fresno State, Daddy. What about you?
I'll take Fresno State, too.
All right. Let's see. Brent takes Fresno State. Better mark that. All right. Big game for Colorado. Could they shockingly be 4-0? Florida State has not looked good. Colorado at Florida State. Daddy, who you got?
You know what? I'm going to take the Buffaloes. 12-3 Florida State lost last week. 7 turnovers, by the way.
Brent, what do you think?
I like Colorado. Hawkins is a good guy.
Dan?
I'm going Buffaloes, too. Florida State's just not showing a whole lot at this point.
Well, here's the deal. I'm going Florida State at home, a pathetically low-scoring game. Colorado had adrenaline for the first quarter last week, and then that was it. Wake Forest, I think, might be better than Colorado. I'm taking Florida State. I hope Colorado wins. I'm taking Florida State.
Don't mean to jump down. It is at home in the state of Florida, but Jacksonville is where that game will be played, not Tallahassee.
San Jose State at Hawaii, the last college football game Saturday night. I like San Jose State. I'm going to take them as a small underdog to upset Hawaii. Daddy?
I will take San Jose State. Hawaii is just down, down, down this year.
Dan, what do you like here?
I'm right on line with you, too, San Jose.
Brent?
It's unanimous.
Uh-oh, that's a close line. Nobody taking Hawaii at home. Final game. All right, here we go. Virginia Tech at Nebraska. Brent, who you got?
Oh, Nebraska.
Dan?
Nebraska.
Daddy?
You know what? I've got Nebraska as well.
And I have taken the Huskers in the clean sweep. Just real quick, Brent, close or a blowout?
I think it's going to be relatively close.
What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, same thing. You know, I think whoever can kind of establish a running game, hopefully, can keep it close.
And now our tiebreaker, UNK at Shadron State. Total points scored in the game, Brent?
68.
Oh, wow. Not even close to what I picked. Dan?
I got 58.
Daddy?
I've got 54.
I picked 41 in a lower-scoring defensive battle, hopefully, because I think that's what UNK needs. Hey, Brent, best of luck. You've already won a $25 gift card to the Johnny Casinos in Grand Island. Enjoy it. And, Dan, thanks for the time today, and look forward to a packed house all weekend.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Good talking to you.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, Daddy, we do have some discrepancies. I guess we'll see how it plays out. We need to take a break. We'll be back and talk to Charles Davis from the Big Ten Network and Fox Sports. And your picks are coming up, too, right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Ground one, this is Tower One. I am swinging into position.
Tower One, this is Boat Three. I will count you down for three and two and one and... Bingo.
Bullseye, Tower One.
This is what it sounds like when engineers use Nextel Direct Connect to place a 780-ton suspension bridge foundation tower. Communicate in less than a second with Nextel Direct Connect and get more done with unlimited plans only on the Now Network. Visit Sprint.com/Nextel.
Mel Kiper Jr. here. Have you always dreamed about a career in sports? Dr. Lynn Lashbrook with Sports Management Worldwide offers online training courses that launch your sports career. Sports Management Worldwide at smww.com trains people in as little as 8 weeks to be sports agents, scouts, and work in the front offices of the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, and NASCAR. Call Sports Management Worldwide at 877-SMWW now. That's 877-SMWW-NOW. Call now or visit smww.com.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Rental Yard Good Time Headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
After Karen and I broke up, I thought paying child support would kill me. But the support helped my son grow up right. He's 16 now, and I teach him not to make the same mistakes I made. Don't cheat yourself out of access to the greatest gift you'll ever have and invest in your child's life.
Child support, the greatest investment you'll ever make.
If you'd like more information, call a Child Support Customer Service Call Center at 887-631-9973. That's 887-631-9973.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 88 with a gusty south wind staying at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight's skies turn partly cloudy with a slight chance for a shower storm late, down to 58 for the low as winds will shift to the north. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy's show, looking forward to lunch. And it's going to be such a beautiful weekend. You know you're going to be tailgating. Why ruin it with some ho-hum, off-the-rack, something at the grocery store stuff? No, folks. Troutman's Quality Meats is a grill's best friend. Your tailgating headquarters across from Bob's Superstore. You can't miss T-Bone, the big steer out front, saying, Come on in and enjoy the best in town. USDA Choice Certified Black Angus Steaks. Troutman's ages their steaks 1 month before cutting, guaranteeing you the most tender and flavorful steak you can find. USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef, Ground Beef, and Ground Chuck Patties. You can taste the difference. Every kind of seasoning you'd ever want if you need it. If you're just into snacking, they've got summer sausage, snack sticks, and, of course, jalapeno and cheddar sausage. Today, Carrie's Choice. All his favorite brats and sausages fresh out of the smokehouse. You can't buy it fresher. Andouille, bell pepper, and onion brats. There's something to try this weekend. Jalapeno, bratwurst, it's all there. Great selection of beer and wine. Folks, we've been telling you for a long time all summer, no one has let us down yet. It's always been good. You go in, you're going to enjoy it too. And if you haven't been there for a couple weeks or a month, get back in there at Troutman's across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. Charles Davis comes up next. Right now, though, it is Daddy's NFL and college selections.
Well, we've been a little bit hot in the college, and I start off with Oregon at Washington State. Oregon's on their third quarterback, but a little bit something to note, 227 to 38 rushing yardage edge versus Boise State. Oh, and the Cougar defense versus the run, last in the nation. Lay the 21 points. Oregon, I think, will be a beatdown. Washington State is awful. Oh, speaking of awful teams, Pittsburgh's at Syracuse, and Syracuse is really bad as well. I'm going to lay 15 points, and I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Panthers at Syracuse as well. This is
Related news, Steve Peterson extends basketball coach Jamie Dixon's contract through 2016.
I get a little bit of note. 4-1 away from Steve Peterson the last five games. If they get away from Pittsburgh, they should be fine. I've got my third college game, Purdue at Notre Dame. Notre Dame -2. The Irish offense is 96th in the land. That in Spanish, people, is El Succo. I'm going to take Purdue plus those 2 points. My last college game.
Oh, four of them.
Four pack for you. Maryland at Clemson. At home, if they can avoid turnovers, this one has about 40-10 written all over it. Clemson minus the 11 points. In college, I've got Oregon minus 21, Pittsburgh minus 15, Notre Dame plus, or excuse me, Purdue plus the 2 points, and Clemson minus the 11. And in the NFL, three games selected. I look for those games to get a West Coast team going to the East Coast and playing early games. 49ers at New Orleans. New Orleans -4.5. Now, that opened at 8.5, but that was before Colson and Shockey were out. New Orleans -4.5. I lay the 4.5 versus the 49ers. Arizona at the New York Jets. I take the New York Jets and think they're going to beat Brenda Warner's husband's led team. And Minnesota at Tennessee. I'm going to take Minnesota and gobble up those 3 points. Farrat has provided new life.
I hope you're 3-0. God, I hope you're 3-0 on the pros. We'll leave it at that. So, again, a recap of your pros.
New Orleans, -4.5. New York Jets, -1. And Minnesota, +3.
Another great weekend of NFL and college football coming up, Daddy. And we are looking at, obviously, Nebraska, Virginia Tech, Colorado, Florida State. There are some marquee matchups, but a lot of teams have bye weeks. And, in fact, this is supposed to be a bye week for Nebraska, but they wanted to get Virginia Tech on TV, some moving around. And there are some good games out there as teams get ready for conference play.
Well, that's why we go to the national scene. We're going to catch up right now with Charles Davis, NFL Network, Fox Sports. You've seen him a lot of places, Big Ten Network as well. Charles, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you for a minute. And how's your season been going so far?
It's been going well, and it's a pleasure to be on with you guys. Appreciate you calling and asking. It's actually gone pretty well so far. I'm getting ready to go back to a Big Ten game this week. I've got Minnesota, undefeated Golden Gophers, which no one's really truly fooled by because they're not quite there yet. But they're definitely much improved. But, again, the question is they were 1-11 last year. So, yeah, they ought to be improved. And they are, and they're going to be a better team. But I think the phenomenon that is Terrell Pryor, the quarterback for Ohio State, he's the one that people are tuning in to see now. And that really actually helps Ohio State on a number of fronts. It helps, you know, people always say, oh, Ohio State, I'm tired of seeing them, blah, blah. Oh, is the freshman going to play? I've heard about him. I want to see him. And that really helps Ohio State, I think, in a lot of ways.
Ohio State, a lot of people have questions, Charles, and dealing with the Big Ten Network now, they are catching more guff than any conference in the country for the last couple of years, which maybe is undeserved at the top, but would it be better to see Ohio State run the table, or would it be better to see a little more parity in the Big Ten this season?
Well, I think what you're going to see is, let's say Ohio State does run the table, but I think if they do this year, they'll run it with a lot of challenges, and I think that would be okay. if they just ran roughshod through the conference, where, you know, every game was a 30-point, 20-point gap, that wouldn't do the conference a whole lot of good, because then everyone would say, ugh, didn't they get blown out by USC, and they're killing the rest of the conference? But if they run the conference and everything is close, you know, if they run the conference with a loss, you know what I mean? Those sort of things where it's much more competitive, I think that would be okay. But that being said, prior to the season, everyone thought it was Ohio State and Chase in the Big Ten. Not anymore. All those teams that thought they had no shot now think they have a little shot, and those teams that privately thought they had a really good shot at Ohio State now truly believe that they can beat them. They've seen the chinks in the armor, and they think, hey, we can play with Ohio State. And don't think for a second that Wisconsin, in 2 weeks, isn't just absolutely licking their chops for Ohio State to get to Camp Randall if they take care of business this week on the road at Michigan.
Charles Davis from the NFL Network, Big Ten Network, you pick a network. Charles Davis is on it. He joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Charles, obviously there's some surprise teams out there. What's the one that's grabbed your attention totally kind of off the radar that you're saying, boy, this is a good football team now?
Boy, off the radar? You know, Boise State should never be considered off the radar. But I think that in preseason, when we talked BCS busters, we mentioned BYU rolled off the tongue very easily. Fresno State always rolls off the tongue pretty easily, and their schedule was set up so we said, hey, if they could beat Wisconsin at home, they've got a chance to get that done. Boise State was kind of an afterthought this year. Heck, Utah, after beating Michigan in the opener, jumped right into that list. East Carolina became the flavor of the week for a few minutes. Heck, even Tulsa's jumped in there now because East Carolina got beaten. Tulsa's just pounding people with their offense. But I really think even though Boise State shouldn't be an off-the-radar team, they were this year. New quarterback, all you really knew about them was Ian Johnson, and boy, can they run any more hook and lateral plays? Boy, that was kind of cool. But, you know, going into Oregon, I don't care what number quarterback Oregon is playing, that's a big deal with a first-year starting quarterback, and he played like he'd been around for 4 years. So I really think that Boise State has jumped out there for me a little bit. Tulsa, I'm still going to wait and see on. You know, they're winning by big scores, but I think they'll be challenged within their conference. The other team that you'd have to throw in there would be Ball State. You know, we got to see them on national TV against Navy, and while that might not excite a lot of people, we saw a really good quarterback by the name of Nate Davis. And I lost one of his weapons in Dante Love. The poor young man got hurt last week against Indiana. Will probably never play football again. But they are still a really good football team. And if they run the table in the MAC, they're going to try and make a case for getting into that BCS slot, although I think a lot of things will have to happen for that to be accomplished.
Well, Nebraska fans obviously saw plenty of that duo last year in Lincoln with the near upset.
They're still holding their breath on that field goal, aren't they?
Lucky to get out of there, although I guess in the grand scheme of things last year it wouldn't have mattered if that was a win or a loss to a lot of Husker fans. But, hey, Charles, right now Associated Press top 10. 4 Big 12 teams, 4 SEC teams are in the top 10, and then USC is at the top. It seems like whoever survives that is going to be playing for a national championship, and I think it's way too far down the road to start talking about that. But there are no real surprises in the top 10, I don't think. People, at least the folks we talked to when we were down at Big 12 Media Days chatting with you and other guys, not very many people were ready to go out on a limb and say that somebody was going to come off the radar and win. A lot of people thought it was going to be somebody from those two conferences and SC, and that's exactly where we're at through the first month of the season.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think based on where we are right now, I mean, the Big 12 and the SEC can go ahead and slug it out for, you know, supremacy of the Klingon world right now, because that's where they are. I mean, they're playing in a different galaxy compared to most of the teams that are out there. There are a few individual teams along the way, although I will say this, while the Big 10 is getting jumped on nationally, the Pac-10's getting ready to join that chorus with them, aren't they?
Yeah.
And the people who are doing the beating down, that's the Mountain West Conference. They say, whoa, 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 hey, that's us doing that to them, okay? Look at us. And just this week, I mean, Colorado State gets another shot for the Mountain West taking on Cal. And so you're sitting there going, boy, what is going on? But when you focus on the Big 12 and the SEC, a lot of good football being played. And even, you know, as funny as it sounds, that 3-2 game that Auburn and Mississippi State played, a lot of places you would get a lot of ridicule after a game like that. But because it happened in the SEC, people go, oh, yeah, that's SEC football. Yeah, that's kind of how it works. Yeah. People beat up each other. No one can score. Yeah, we get it. Have you really heard many people just bashing? Not really. No. You kind of heard them go 3-2. Oh, that was Auburn and Mississippi. Okay. I get it. All right. How many guys were carried off on stretchers that game? I mean, that was the next question, and that's typically how it works in the SEC. And the Big 12 is right there with them. I mean, it's just every time they line up and pound on each other, it's a sight to see. Now, the difference is the Big 12 owns the quarterback battle. I mean, if you go right down the line, that's not even close. I mean, the Big 12, my goodness. And every time you think that you've reached the number of quarterbacks that are playing well, then you look at Iowa State, who's splitting time with two guys who are actually pretty good players. And Austin Arnott and Phillip Bates. So you can't really get away clean on anyone in the Big 12 when you're starting to talk about guys under center. Look at the true freshman at Baylor.
Yeah,
well, is he exciting?
That's world world-class talent there on the track.
Right there.
Yeah, it's amazing to look at him. I mean, Charles, we can break down players. We can break down teams all day. You mentioned Terrell Pryor, the fabulous freshman. Special players take teams to special places. Vince Young was able to do it for Texas.
Yep.
Of course, in Nebraska, Tommy Frazier comes to mind here. But you look at Chase Daniel as being a player that can elevate Missouri to that national title and bring home a ring for them.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, he's as good as there is out there. And, you know, the next thing you get, because I work for the NFL Network and I'll be doing a show starting in January or February or somewhere in that neighborhood called Path to the Draft, and we'll be analyzing people getting ready. That's when you'll hear all the knocks and the negatives about Chase Daniel. I don't want to talk about any of that right now. Let's just talk about what he does. I mean, he is just tremendous. Intelligence, arm, runs it way better than he gets credit for. Has that offense, when he steps into the huddle, that offense believes they're just going to go down the field and score. They don't care who they're playing, what they're doing. He just instills that kind of belief in his ball club. And I just think he's something else. I love to watch him play. I'm glad I don't have to game plan against him, because if I'm a defensive coordinator and you look up and you see Missouri on the schedule, that's a week to put in for, you know, time off. You know, if at all possible. Probably not likely. But then that's when you go into the meeting room, and instead of saying, I'm the defense coordinator, I know what we're doing, you go, guys, any ideas? And ask for help, because you're going to need it with him and the way that they run offense at Missouri.
Well, of course, the Big Red welcomes in Missouri next week. We're talking with Charles Davis here on the Doug and Daddy Show for the Big 10 Network. He's doing Ohio State and Minnesota on Saturday. Charles, what else on the national scene do you keep a corner of your eye? I'm sure Purdue-Notre Dame being a Big 10 type of deal will be one thing you keep an eye on. What else is intriguing for you this week?
Well, just between us, I'm keeping a real eye on Virginia Tech-Nebraska. I mean, a real eye on that one, and that's not just because I'm trying to play to the audience. I think that this is a game that Nebraska can announce themselves with, and this is not a vintage Virginia Tech team, but it's still Virginia Tech. So you see where I'm going with this. You can get the name opponent and pull the victory, pull the upset, if you want to call it that, but you're not getting a vintage Virginia Tech team, so it's the perfect time for it. I think that Bo Pelini and his brother can dial up some defense, because it'll probably be Tyrod Taylor taking most of the snaps for Virginia Tech. Quarterback draw, quarterback run game. Throw it as much as you want, Tyrod, please.
get the ball out of his hands.
Opportunity. So if they can handle the run game, the quarterback run game scheme of Virginia Tech, which will be heavy run, obviously, if they can handle that and make him one-dimensional, TV cliche, folks, look out, because then I think Nebraska can do some damage. I know Tech's always good on defense. We always talk about the special teams and the kicking game. That was the same team that got a punt blocked and lost a game to East Carolina earlier this year. This is not the same Virginia Tech team this year, and I think it's the perfect opportunity for Nebraska.
Charles, we really appreciate catching up with you. We know you got a plane to catch. You're always great with your time. We look forward to catching you up with you again throughout the season.
Hey, anytime, guys. You take care, and I know that place is going to be wild on Saturday night. I'll be tuning in.
Oh, we are looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Charles. Sure appreciate it. You know, always important with your time, Daddy. You know, you're going to be out. You're out in the lawn this weekend. You're working on your house. You're getting everything finished up for the winter. And you're going, what in the hell am I doing out here when I could have Matt and the gang at Curbit taking care of it and doing a much better job than I could and doing it, saving me money. It's economically feasible, and boy, who doesn't need that in this day and age? Curbit.net is the place to go to find out more information. Right now, they want you to know all about their continuous edging, which lays low to the ground, making it easy to get close with the mower. It's durable, full 1-year, everything warranty. when it comes to installation or materials defects, but they've got everything you would want. And in fact, if you're already thinking ahead to what you want to do next spring, think there needs to be a lot of planning time, well, now's the time to do it. Curbit.net, contact Matt and the gang today, and enjoy the few nice days that we have left for football, for family, whatever you're doing, enjoy it. Curbit.net.
Doug, before we get out of here, I know there's a lot going on this weekend, but if you want to do something good, help out a family, Scott Tavern or benefit going on at the Dome Lounge. They got a poker run. It all starts at 10:30. The food actually starts at 5 o'clock with a silent auction. I know Scott and his family. Scott's had some cancer, two little kids. If you want to help out a great cause, Scott Tavern or benefit this Saturday, 10:30 for the poker run sign up, and then 5 o'clock for the barbecue and silent auction. It all begins at the Dome Lounge. We appreciate you stopping by and checking that out.
We want to thank Charles Davis of Fox Sports, the NFL, and the Big Ten Network. He works all kinds of places, like Kevin Kugler in Nebraska. Also, Bill O'Boyle, head football coach at Shadron State, for joining us today. Best of luck to the guys in the Johnny Casitos Pigskin Pick'em. Daddy, your selections one more time before we get out of here.
My selections are Purdue in the college ranks. Purdue, also Oregon, along with...
I'm sorry, I can't believe that you actually put something away.
Pittsburgh, minus 15. Clemson, minus 11. New York, New Orleans Saints, the Jets, and Minnesota in the pros.
We will see you on Monday for the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!